start today's financial talk with Danielle Shea. She is the director of options at Simpler Trading. It's simplertrading.com, fivestartrader.com, and she's on Twitter at Trader Danielle. But right now she is back on Money Life. Danielle Shea, good to have you back on the show.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
So these are some interesting and difficult times, but you are a trader. And these are times where traders and investors, well, frequently behave differently. Investors kind of want to hunker down and live through it. Traders kind of want to figure out what's the right thing to do. So let's talk a little bit first about what are you seeing in terms of interest? I mean, at Simpler Trading, you're hoping to teach people to trade and get folks that are more interested. Same at fivestartrader.com. Since the market has gone crazy in the last 5-6 weeks, have you seen any step up in people going, hey, I need to know how to trade. I want to trade better. And then how good is this trading environment where there's at least a lot of volatility, if not necessarily a lot of hope?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you really hit the nail on the head there, because I have just a ton of people throughout life. I mean, people know that I'm in the stock market. They know that I trade. And especially I have just family members and friends asking me, well, what should we do about long-term investments? But that's completely different from what we're doing on an active basis in the trading room. So you really have to look at it in two different buckets. If you're the type of person that wants to be active in the markets, learn how to trade, it is a fantastic time with this volatility to catch big moves on an intraday basis. But if you're a long-term investor, that has a completely different strategy. So we're definitely seeing a lot more people wanting to learn how to trade right now.
In terms of wanting to learn how to trade, I would imagine that this is not exactly stock market 101, calm, smooth sailing, et cetera, that this would be as dangerous a time as possible. But maybe I'm wrong about that, because Lord knows the market has been having big swings, big daily moves. Is it easier to trade this kind of market than it would be one where, you know, it's got volatility, but it's a little more back and forth each day, and the volatility is a little more narrow than what we're seeing?
Well, you know, it really just depends what you're doing. So, for example, right now, day trading, I'm normally a swing trader, but I'm focusing primarily on day trading because of the crazy volatility in this market. Is it a good time to learn? Well, you know, you can look at it one of two ways. For me, whenever I'm teaching someone who's brand new, I always tell them to start with paper money. So if you're starting with, you know, fake monopoly money and you're learning the move and the feel of the market, I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I would never encourage someone to, you know, take their entire savings and start trading right now in this volatile market environment. So, you know, if you wanted to learn and practice without putting money at risk, if you're brand new, I think it's a great time. But definitely you need to have caution because of the volatility.
So in terms of what you are seeing right now in the market itself, I mean, we've had a bunch of technical analysis type of guests on the show. And It's not like you can look at this market and this chart and go, oh, here's where the obvious bottom is. Here's where support should be. So is there an obvious support level to you? Is there a spot where you say, here's what I think we're going to test on the lows?
So, I mean, honestly, we have to go back and we have to compare what happened throughout the stock market crash in 1929, as well as 1987 and 2007, 2008. And so far, what we've seen is that this move has been the quickest move from bull market to bear market in history. And I think that it's going to continue to be a historical move. So when you go back and you compare the moves that we've seen previously, I mean, we could go down as much as 45, 50, 60%. Currently, we're down about 35%. I did have two prior levels that I had called a couple weeks ago. One was 2200, which we actually just hit yesterday. And my next level to the downside is going to be 2000. And after that, about 1700. So basically the way that it works is once you break through one, you look for the next.
And so 1700 is a realistic target for you?
If 2000 breaks. So it just all depends. Currently, right now in the S&P, we're holding right above the 2200 level. So if that level can hold, then no, we wouldn't look for 1700. But it's just all going to depend if we can get any type of market stabilization at all. And so far, we have not seen that whatsoever.
Yeah, so far, support levels haven't been acting like support. It hasn't been like, typically, the market slows down at support and resistance. And it says, okay, I got to fight to get through it. Right now, it ignores that. We'll see.
Exactly. And when it breaks, it just flushes immediately. So
will we see some of that work the other way? And if so, how quickly do you think things can rebound?
You know, that's probably the common question that I'm getting right now. But I don't think that we can get a rebound until we get the quarantines under control. Because until consumers can go about their regular activity and buy things, leave their house, go to a movie, go to restaurants, we're not going to be able to see a resumption of the trend. So as far as when that could happen, the current projections are anywhere between the end of May and August. So it's incredibly difficult to say, but I think that a rebound would happen when normal life resumes. And I do think that the rally will be a great opportunity for investors to be involved in.
We hope that that's the way it's going to play out, that we will see a great and strong rally as things return to whatever normal is going to look like. But for the time being, the rally's still off in the future. The reality, a lot different, and yeah, might be testing those lows you were talking about. Danielle, this has been great. Thanks so much for joining us. Stay safe. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Have a great rest of your day.
That's Danielle Shea, everybody. She is Director of Options at Simpler Trading. It's simplertrading.com. You can also learn more about her and her premium programs at 5startrader.com. She's on Twitter at Trader Danielle. Well, this was a fun way for us to start the March 24th edition of Money Life. But up next, a lot more fun. It's big interview time, and Mona Mahajan from Allianz Global Investors will be here talking money and markets. And then Kathy Kristoff from Side Hustle will be here. So stick around. We're living the money life, and there's much more to come.